enjoyment and greater efficiency, consumption is being standardized.
Okay, I wanted to talk about the whole, do you want to be a crazy or do you want to be a clone? You know, because let's get right down to it. Let's cut through the shit. There are two kinds of people in the world. People who see things our way and people who are clueless. And you can apply this to anyone, and that's not even half as militant as it sounds, but it's like there's people who understand what's really going on, you know, that the government's corrupt, that there was no plane that hit the Pentagon, you know, they know the truth about, you know, they can't prove it, they can't point to it, but they generally know the direction. Yeah, they know the government's totally fucking corrupt. And they're trying to do what they can under the system so we don't all wind up in camps. You know, Sean, that's crazy talk. No, and it's not crazy talk, because go take a look at the new major prison complex. If that's not an Americanized, bigger, better, you know, concentration camp, I don't know what is. To be honest, when you look at the whole structure we have now, you can either be a clone or you can be a crazy. And you gotta make a choice at some point about whether or not you're gonna fit in, because I gotta tell you, there's a lot of benefits to fitting in. You know, Jesus, I mean, if looking back now, if I thought to myself, you know, Sean, fuck this, man, just walk away, you know, just comb your hair, and, you know, Jesus, you know, just go along with the Bible stuff for a while, you know, just go with it, you meet a nice girl there, and pretty soon you're believing it, you know, you're doing alright, get a nice little job, be a bricklayer, be a grandfather, you know, crank out a whole shitload of pups, and, you know, die, that's your life, boom. And then, you know, you think about that, and you go, that's pretty preferable, because every day, when you're, you know, labeled a nut, or you try to be an individual or autistic, it's a trial, every day, you know, you get up, and, you know, you got a fresh set of new issues, because you don't fit in and people are afraid of you, and maybe they're interested in you or they want something from you, or it's bizarre. And God help you if you get a little bit of notoriety too, because then you get people who, you know, follow you around and stuff and think that you're cool, you know, and they want pictures taken with you and stuff, which is all right, you know. I mean, I wouldn't mind at all. I mean, I'd like to have my picture with Christopher Lee. That'd be Chris, if you ever get a chance to watch this, baby, I'll do anything you want. Would you work with us? But no, seriously, like, there's all kinds of people who I respect who are entertainers, and I'd have my photo taken with them. But it's like people make you into an icon, and then pretty quick you're believing your own bullshit too. Pretty quick I'm sitting there thinking, you know, I really am the fucking man. You know, look at me, I'm the shit, right? But the reality of it is it's all, you know, just kind of a myth. It's not real. And to a lot of you who see that, they'll be like, whoa, what do you mean? Maybe not a lot of you, maybe I'm being generous, maybe a few of you might feel that way. But everything is like that, you know? Marilyn Manson's just the guy. And if you met him, you'd be like, ah, there he is. He's long black hair. Shit, two arms, two legs. And when you start to realize that, and those kind of bubbles get burst, you know, where Britney Spears is going to be forgotten, she's already being forgotten, it'll be the next teen superstar. It's going to come to the point where everyone's going to start to go a little bit crazy, because we all realize the bullshit. And everyone's going to realize that they should start being individuals. I mean, with the internet, you know, luckily I hung around with those radical loner types. There's an awful lot of loners out there, you know. All the terrorists are loners. Everyone's a loner. All those protesters, they're all loners. 5,000-6,000 loners down there, marching and holding hands and stuff. All loners. Yeah. Eventually, right now, in your life, you may feel that you're, you know, pretty beat on. You know, you might feel like you haven't got a lot of friends, and the people you have are kind of online, and sometimes it gets scary at night, and you wonder, shit, man, what if they're all right? What if I'm just a big geek loser? What if I'm a freak? When that happens, you must realize that you're only a freak right now. And the younger you are, and the quicker you feel that way, the more people will be like you when you're, well, my age. You see, everybody's slowly going bonkers. Everyone's slowly going mad. And this crazed youth with steel in their face and tattoos and all that stuff. Well, that's the, those are all the crazies. They were driven crazy. Their families were taken away from them by corporations. They were enslaved. They took all their time. No time left for the children. So they went insane. Me, you know, I'm probably one of those insane kids too, but I guess I'm probably a tri-bi philosopher type. And hopefully I'm the ones who were into me, you know, just in case you're ever wondering. You know, the WOG thing, we don't hurt people. Guideline one. I mean, we don't hurt people. That's not in the rule book. Hurting people is a horrible, horrible thing. Violence to defend yourself is a completely different thing than hurting people. Hurting people is a direct thing. The WOGs don't. You understand what I'm saying here. It's the intent of the statement. We just don't hurt people. So, moving back to the crazies. The crazies, on the whole, have been driven crazy, and this is what all these kids are, and all of you who are watching, probably fans of mine, or mostly all the WOGs, are probably considered batshit bonkers. I mean, seriously, if you would call yourself a WOG right now and say, yeah, I'm a WOG, how many people could you point to who'd say, yeah, I could see that guy being insane? Remember Dave? Dave's sitting there watching me going, yeah, yeah, I could be a WOG. You walk around his neighborhood, do you think Dave might be nuts? Wow, yeah, probably. Yeah, he spends a lot of time on the computer, you know? You know, that's the kind of shit you get. So gradually, and take heart, you know? If you're feeling bad because you're feeling like you might actually be loony, no, everybody's going loony, man. It's not just you. That's why, you know, people weblog. It's very, very apparent. So coming back right way around there, the clones are the crazies. It's better probably to be an individual because the clones aren't really a culture. They're fake. They're produced things. The Britney Spears, the Brady Bunch, you know, 90210, all that shit. It's all absolutely fake. It never existed. The Cosby Show, he's a comedian. Never existed. None of it's real. We're the reality. This is where the metal meets the meat. This is where it ends. I decide whether or not I'm going to murder this cow and eat it, bathe in its blood. I will decide whether or not I will graze upon the foliage. I decide me. Further to that, I decide what I can and cannot put into my body, what I can and cannot put into my mind. But for some reason, we deny ourselves that basic right, that basic fundamental right. I always feel drawn to the television. These attackers, you know, these assassins, you know, merchants of destruction who are slowly strangling everything it is to be human. You know, they're closing in on us. So nature, in its natural wonder, has decided to bring about something like me somewhere down the pipe and all the WOGs. And we're sort of a bit of a kickback for that. So once again, clone are crazy. Everybody is crazy. Some of them don't know it. The people who are in denial of the fact that they're absolutely loony are the clones. You see them everywhere. They live in fear. It's a horrible state to be in. I wouldn't want to do it myself, but that's just me. You know? My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.